It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Hi, this is Jay Horowitz, the latest edition of Amazing Mental Online Podcast. My friend for over 30 years, Keith Hernandez. Keith, I've admired you for a lot of things. Your hitting, your leadership, your fielding. One thing I really admire, your neat scorecard. Let me ask you a question. This is my scorecard from 1983. Give me a grade on that. What do you think?
Well, the handwriting's atrocious.
Really?
Yes. And let me see. X3. What does that mean?
Fat Loud 3.
Why is it X?
I just made it up. That was my
sister. Really? They got a home run.
Home run. My father told me how to keep score in the 50s.
This is the visiting team.
Yes.
And the other side's a home team?
Right, right. My philosophy was, in case my scorebook got stolen, the CIA couldn't use it.
It's like hieroglyphics, Jay.
Well, you don't think it's good?
P1 is pop out to pitch.
Right.
No, it's fine. Everybody has their own style.
I can't read
long as you understand what it is.
I probably couldn't go through this game right now, to be honest with you.
Send it to Cairo and I'll put it in the Egyptian museum.
So tell me, with your scorecard, how did you develop this system? Didn't you started with SNY and the Sports Channel? Did you always have the system when all the pens?
My good friend Jim Cott,
right,
who I was former teammate in '82,
right,
with St. Louis, and I played against him when he was with the Phillies when he came to the National League. Played against him. This was his card that he
right.
showed me when I was first starting, and I think Jim was doing the Yankees then, and I just kind of made a couple alterations. But I like the basic concept of it, and it's right in front of me, so I can know what's going on in game.
What happens if you're colorblind, though?
I'm not.
But if
it's
were.
A problem for Ron.
Ron can't.
Ron doesn't like. What colors are those?
How did you pick the pens and stuff like that? I mean, the colors of the pens.
Well, the whole thing is that this is Williams who pitched this game. He's the starter. He's in white. He's all here. It all correlates here. And then I got yellow as the relievers come in. I have different colors. So, let me get my glasses here. So,
I mean, each reliever.
Shreve came in on the yellow. He's the first guy that relieved. And here's his inning. So I can look and know as the game progresses that this is Shreve. Then the blue was Medina that came in and pitched three innings. And it's right there, so I know.
So each reliever doesn't have his own pen, right?
No. It's just in the chronological order the relievers come in, and it's on the other side too. So
how long does it take you to make out the scorecard?
I've got batting average. I got two rows here to the right of the names. So this is Altuve. 274, 11 doubles, 12 home runs, 23 RBIs, 32 runs, 19 walks, 41 strikeouts, 3 stolen bases, thrown out once. Those are the essential stats that I like. I don't want to spew OPS or on-base percentage unless it's a particular player like Nemo, who gets on base a lot. So I will put here, you notice, his on-base percentage is right next to the left of his batting average, because that's pertinent to Nemo's game, and he's a leadoff hitter.
So what are these color things on the side here?
This is over here are just to differentiate, but it's still the same. Nemo, right here is what they hit in runners in scoring position, RISP. This is left-handed pitchers, what they hit against lefties with home runs, right-hand pitchers. So I just kind of put a yellow here, so I know that particular pitcher of the day was Urquidy was a right-hander. I believe, so I have the highlighted on right-handed. If it was a left-hand pitcher, I would highlight the left-hand bar.
See, my problem is my eyesight is not good. I couldn't.
Well, mine's going bad too.
Well, I'm not as bad as Mike, Keith, to be honest
with you. But you know, this is my relievers up here, Jay.
See, I used to big boxes because I could never write
in. Well, my boxes are about your size, a little bit bigger actually. They're wider. Look. I mean, this is much easier to carry around. I get it, but your boxes are smaller. Mine are wider, as you can see, because I. You know, I like to write in, this is a home run, so you got to go all the way around. In the red, I fill in when they score a run, and I fill in the diamond because they went around the bases, and then I put a circle for an RBI with a red dot. So,
how many innings do you have on your scorecard?
Jay, I have 14.
What happens if you go to the 15th?
That becomes a very big problem. But, you know, with the... hope the runner on second base, which I hope they get rid of.
Yeah.
It's very rare. It doesn't happen anymore.
Do you go through whiteout? I used to go like 7 bottles of whiteout a year.
Well, I have whiteout because sometimes they change lineups.
Right.
Which is really a pain. I always put errors in red too. So this is an E3 because I want that to stand out. These are at the end. These are by inning. So this is the hits on the top bar. This is the errors, and this is the left on base. And then over here, I put the total. Okay, so there's 8 hits, no errors, 7 men left on base. And I put in red when there's a run scored. So I know when the run scored without, I can look here or I can look up here, which is worse.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is what Jim used to use? How do you remember all this stuff?
What do you mean remember?
I mean, with the pens and this. I used to have one.
Well, Jim didn't use the pens. That's just me. That's my touch.
Was there somebody who copied that from, the pens, or just did it your own?
No, just like my idea was I can be able to see. I mean, look at it. You got Matone came in, and then Martinez, and then Abreu. So you had 3 relievers. And if I don't put anything here, I'm not going to know. So now I know that. Matone came in the 7th inning by the yellow, and that's his pitch. That's his inning. And then Martinez is in blue because it matches. That's just easier for me to...
What method does Gary use? Is it a lot different than yours?
Gary doesn't do the color schemes. He keeps scoring. It's much similar to me. But he's got much more notes because he's play-by-play.
Right.
I'm just
the
analyst, so Gary has to call
right.
the game as it happens, but he's also got to have a sense of what's going around the league. He does a lot of research on the players, where they're from, if they have an interesting background,
right,
a family background or whatever, and also what's going around the league. If, say... Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers is in a 5-for-55 right. slump, you know, or Riley with Atlanta is in a red hot streak. Gary has all that written down because he's got to weave in and out the broadcast.
How is Ronnie's book, scorebook? I mean,
Ronnie's like, he has a book like you.
You like me?
Yeah.
Old fashioned guy?
Yeah, I guess. I think I consider myself old-fashioned.
Well, I mean, I could never do this. I would get...
Well, here's the umpires, too, Jay. So the umpires are here, and I put them in bold. Here's the coaching staff, which I didn't fill out. So you have the manager, bench coach, pitching coach, hitting coach, bullpen coach, and general manager. General manager I hardly ever put in because I don't care about the general manager.
What happens if you lose one of your pens during the broadcast?
I have backups.
You backup pens?
Oh, yeah. I have backup glasses. Yeah.
Backup.
Here's where I have the team record, how many games they're ahead or behind. And I usually fill it out better. This is the Mets. No, it's Houston. So Houston came in. And this is game one of the series, so I really haven't seen Houston. So I really need to have the stats on Houston. They're 18-11 home, 22-14 away. They're 5-5 last 10. They're 10 games ahead.
You have a lot of information on here.
Well, we get the stat pack. And I also put in, because of a point of interest, that I remember when Houston and the Mets came in together in 62, Houston usually beat up on the Mets.
Yes.
So I put in here, just for giggles, the lifetime record of Mets in Houston is Houston's 312-260. So they pretty much beat up on the Mets.
Do you ever ask what other announcers do, or you just...
This is my regimen here. I do tend to watch opens more to see how someone presents himself, even in football or basketball, any sport, when they do the open. And I'll watch and see if someone has a technique that might work for me or that I like, which I never paid attention to before. Here's the diamond right here, the field, Jay. And I didn't fill in the coaches first. Usually I do. Here's all that: Alonso at first, Guillorme at second, Lindor, Escobar, Mazica, Canna, Nimmo, Marte. Then I put the winning pitcher here, the end of the game, losing pitcher, if there was a save, home runs.
And it's a lot of information.
Just in the end of the game. This is the starter's numbers. So I have current, what he's pitching against lefties, righties. This would be Williams and home runs. And then up here I have his career win-loss record, ERA, and how many starts in games and starts. And then I have opposition career. So Williams was coming into that game, was 0-1 lifetime, 540 earned run average in only one start. And then because it was only one start, I put in 6 2/3. He gave up 4 runs. And then I put up information up here above. He's 6'3", 235, 30 years old, from San Diego, California. Went to Arizona State.
I can never do that.
Second round pick, 2013, by Miami. That's...
I would need like 4 sheets of my...
I just squeeze it in.
Through the years, right, you signed balls, uniforms. How does it feel like in the near future the Mets and Citi Field are going to be selling your scorecards to the fans? Do you ever think to that point here? Scorecard be available.
It was actually my idea.
Was your idea?
I was the one that pitched it.
Really? Good.
People love my card. They want to see my card. They tweet and they love my card. And I just got the idea, why don't we, it makes perfect sense, sell them in the stadium here, this size if you want, or do a size like this in a binder for those that want to, that's not too cumbersome when you're at a game.
Before this, what did you do? Did you save these at home?
Last year I gave Gary's wife, Lynn, all of them, and I signed them for her charity.
Oh, that's great.
Normally, that's the first year I did that. Normally, I just rip them up and throw them away.
Really?
Yeah.
I have about
Gary's got his whole, loft.
I have about 30
attic
scorebooks
at full
home.
Of them. Every year he's been with the Mets.
Really?
Radio, and he's got every game. I said, that's a fire hazard, Gary.
We're into the July now. A couple of days away from July 9th, the day we retire your number. As it's getting closer, how does it feel a couple of days away now?
Well, it's 8 days away as we speak. It's starting to hit home now. I'm a great procrastinator. I can push things aside. But now it's getting... to where I think my kids are going to come in on Tuesday, my brother's coming in on Wednesday, so I'm going to have to start writing down on a pad. I've got 5 minutes to speak, and I'll be 5 minutes. So I've got to start putting together what I'm going to say, but I don't like to be scripted. I'm never good scripted, so I'll just have bullet points, people I want to thank or were important to me, my family, and also just address the Met fans that have been so wonderful. I've been kind of moving, thinking about it. It's in my brain, but I got to start writing it down on paper now. And I'll get through it in 5 minutes. And evidently, we're going to have a little surprise on the, I'm going to throw the pitch, opening day, not the opening day, the game pitch. I'm going to throw it And we normally, I'm going to have my brother catch it.
Great.
Yeah, so Gary's bringing. I gave Gary my first baseman's mitt after we won the 86 World Series. He's got the glove that I wore through the playoffs, second half of the season in playoffs and World Series. So he's going to bring that. And we're going to have a little twist on where I'm going to throw the ball, throw the pitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What has Gary meant to you through the years? I mean, you know, a lot of close friends, teammates. But for me, known Gary as I did, he's always been there for you. He's been a consultant, confidant.
Mm-hmm.
He picked his brain a lot. I mean, what does it have an older brother like that?
It's very important. It's one thing our parents stressed when we were kids, and particularly my father, and particularly to Gary, because I was the baby brother. It's only two of us.
Right.
That Gary had to look after me, at your brother, and family's blood's thicker than water, and you only got your family, and that's the most important thing. And Gary took that to heart. He always was there for me, and was never jealous of my success.
He could have been jealous, right? But he was a good player of his own, right?
He was All-American at Cal as a sophomore. I mean, and all Pac-8 when Ed Berkeley. And, Fred Lynn was playing center field for SC then, back in those great glory days of the USC Trojans under Rod Dedeaux. He played minor league ball, got as high as Double-A, and yes, he could have been jealous of me. I think if the shoe was on the other foot, I probably wouldn't have been so giving as he was. I can give you one example, Jay. I was in a bad slump in A-ball, 18 years old, my first year in pro ball in St. Petersburg in the Florida State League. And Gary was down, just got drafted, and he was down in the extended spring training down in Sarasota, which is what, about an hour, 15-minute drive from St. Pete? And they played day games in that heat in the summer. And I called him on the phone, and I was really down the dumps. And I went to the ballpark that night, and I go out to take infield, and Gary drove up.
Really?
He drove up for BP. I went out to take BP. He drove up after the day game and pumped me up, watched the entire game, saw him after the game, then he drove back to Sarasota and then had to get up early in the morning. That's the kind of guy he is.
You know, but I'm looking for but you'll have a packed house and we certainly come a long way from June 15th, 1983, when he walked into the clubhouse and Tom Seaver says, "Welcome to the Stems."
Yes, yes. It's a long way. I never would have dreamed. You know, even, when I was with the Cardinals, in New York in the 70s, was going through bankruptcy and it was really a kind of depressed city. And it was never a town I went out in. And then to be here and have Rusty Staub say, "Okay, you got to stay in the city," and then have Rusty take me under his wing and show me around and meet all the restaurateurs and to get me integrated into the city, which made the transition so much easier. And it took me 4 weeks before I realized that this is a nice place to be, let alone play.
But yeah. This is going to be a hot commodity, Keith. I mean, I'm going to get buy him to learn from this. You know, I mean, look at my scorebook. What do you think this would sell in the
you?
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think it's about if that was my scorecard.
Yes,
it would sell.
Yeah,
if but this was your scorecard, it wouldn't sell.
Nobody could read it. Well, listen. Best of luck on the nights. I'll be there cheering you on. You've been a good friend for all these years, and appreciate our friendship, Keith.
Oh, Jay, I've known you for a long, long time, and it's been great, wonderful.
We got through a lot together, you and I.
We have, and we got through a world championship together.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
Well, all the best, Keith.
All right, Jay.
Thanks, Keith.
Bye.